So if you will open up your Bible to Job, I want to encourage you this morning really, really quickly, because you know we get, I just know it's been another difficult week for a whole lot of folks, and I just know that we need some encouragement from time to time. I know that we even have questions about, what are you doing, God? What is God doing in my life? What is God doing here? What is God doing there? And so as I was pondering some scriptures this last week, and I was pondering some things that you were going through and some things that I have been going through, and I know there's a lot of big things going on, elections and funerals and fall festivals, and we're wrestling with God about a lot of stuff. And we find ourselves at this point of saying, why God? Why me? Why this again? Why that again? We've been there, haven't we? And I find myself referring back to this wonderful book of Job to remind me about the goodness and the grace of God and who He is versus who I am, versus who we are. And I'm quite sure you know the story of Job, so I don't have to tell you that. But the man lost his entire family, he lost all of his belongings, he then lost his health, and then he had these three friends come to administer him for 35 chapters, about Job 3 to about Job 38. For 35 chapters, there's this dialogue going back and forth between these friends and Job about, Job, you must have messed up big time because look at what God has done to you. And Job's rebuttal, but I didn't sin that bad. And so 35 chapters of back and forth, they're wrestling about why this happens. And we get to verse 38, or chapter 38. Here's what it says. Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? And I'll read for you also the New Living Translation. That's the New International Version. The New Living Translation says, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? And sometimes we've got to find ourselves right back at the same place that Job was here, that was crying out to God. And we find ourselves listening intently to the voice of the Father that said, who do you think you are? We have to bring ourselves back to that point when we're wrestling with God and saying, why this and what? And I'm not saying we can't ask a few questions, because David asked lots of them. But we find ourselves back here when we're hearkening to the voice of God. We hear His voice that says, who do you think you are? Who is this that darkens my counsel without words, or with words without any knowledge? And for the next three full chapters, God asks Job a few questions to bring him back into the reality of God is God and I am not. God is still on the throne and we are not. And so God reminds us, this is Jim's paraphrase of that verse, God is reminding Job and us, you who are coming to me whining, and I've been there, I'm not blaming you, I've been there, you're coming without a full comprehension of life and all the picture that God sees. We're coming to Him without understanding, just as He said to Job. And Job is being told, in essence, do you know what you're saying? Do you know who it is you're speaking to? Just who are you, Job, questioning the Almighty? And he goes on for three chapters, as I have said, of questioning Job and reminding him of the greatness and the vastness of God. I love those chapters. They're chapters that say simple things like verse 4, right there where you at. Were you there when I laid the earth's foundation, Job? Did I ask you what I needed to do when I formed the earth? Did I seek your counsel, Job, when I said to the oceans, and I love this in verse 8 and 11 of that same chapter, did I seek your counsel, Job, when I said, here is where the oceans will be, and here is where the waves will stop, they will go no further? All of that is in detail in that chapter. Did I need your advice then, Job? And he reminds us that we have been there too. And not that questioning is wrong, because we have questions. But it brings us back to that point of complete trust, of absolute faith, and complete confidence in Almighty God. After two chapters of asking Job these questions, were you there? Did you know this? Are you in charge of this? And the answer to all of it is no. After two chapters, we get to the 40th chapter in the first verse and second. God says to Job, Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God answer him. And we find ourselves, I have been there, I am guilty of this as any of the rest of us, contending with the Almighty to correct His direction in my life and ask Him, what in the world are you doing in my life? Why in the world is this happening? We find ourselves contending with the Almighty, and God says to Job once again, let him who accuses God answer this. And I find myself coming back to that point in Job chapter 40, in verses 4 and 5, Job answered the Lord and said, I am unworthy. They have just had two chapters worth of dialogue, and God is saying, were you there? Did I need your wisdom? Did I need your advice, Jim or Job? And we get to verse 4 of chapter 40, and Job finds himself humbly on his face before God, saying, I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once. I have no answer. Yes, twice even I've spoken, but I will say no more. And we find ourselves right back at the feet of Jesus. Right back at the feet of Jesus, saying, I've spoken up a couple times. I've probably even spoken out of turn. I've had questions on my heart, God. I've asked you questions all day and all night, and I'm wondering about this and I'm wondering about that. And you have come back to me and reminded me that you are God and I am not. You are on the throne and I am not. And so we find ourselves back here like Job, saying, I've put my hand over my mouth because I've spoken up a time or two, but I will say no more. And he finds himself trusting in the Almighty. Yes, he had lost it all. Yes, his body was racked with so much pain. The Bible said he had boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And we know the story, how the adversary, how the devil inflicted him with these. But he had them nonetheless. And we question God about why is this going on? And I find myself back here as Job saying, Father, I am unworthy to even question you. How can I reply to you, the creator of the universe? And friends, let me close with this. Some of you I know have had a tough week. We've lost folks in our own church family again this week. They have gone on to eternity. Some of you have been diagnosed with cancer. Some of you have had all kinds of difficulty. There's marital hurt, there's physical pain, there's emotional pain, there's financial strain, and it goes on and on and on, and we find ourselves not unlike Job, but saying, what gives, God? But when we have heard from the Father, when we have sat at the feet of Jesus, we find ourselves, like Job, in humble adoration and submission and trust in Him. Trusting. I have found myself going right back to verse 5, even these last few days. I have spoken up, God. I have questioned you about this, that, and the other thing. I have spoken a couple of times, but I will say no more. Because, friends, we need to find ourselves at the feet of Jesus, at the throne of God Almighty. And our faith must be completely in Him. Our confidence, our trust, our hope must be in Him. I know that we have questions about life. And I simply ask us, will we find ourselves at the feet of Jesus, who knows exactly what you're going through? Who knows exactly what yesterday was and tomorrow will be? And when our faith is in Jesus, our hope is in Him too. Both for today and forever. Let's pray. Father, forgive me and us. Oftentimes we have questions we just don't understand. And we fall into that category, like you mentioned to Job, of accusing you, the Creator, the Almighty, of contending with you, of questioning you. Forgive us for that, O Lord. Forgive me for that. Help us, Father, to put our faith, our confidence, our steadfastness, our hope in You. No matter what the circumstances are around us, our hope is in You, both today and eternally. Our hope is in our faith in the resurrected Jesus. And so bring us back to the place, Father, that Job got to when he said, I have spoken up, but I won't do it again. I will just rest in complete faith and humble confidence in You, Most High God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you going to play for us, Jess? Our last song is taken from your hymnals and page 350. And I hope that as we ponder this today, what Marie has shared with us and what I've shared with us these last minutes, I hope that as we sing this song, we'll recognize that is the place to be, trusting completely in Jesus Christ as Lord. Let's stand and sing 350.